It's been a tough year for cryptocurrency, especially with the collapse of the massive exchange FTX. However, some Mountain West states are still courting crypto companies, Mountain West News Bureau's Will Walkie reports.
Crypto is pretty complicated. It's a digital payment system, and it uses coding to verify transactions with popular currencies like Bitcoin. All that puts my brain in a pretzel. And yet, it's pretty easy to buy crypto these days. I just walked into my grocery store in Laramie, Wyoming, approached a Coinstar machine, and put a few bucks into it.
Please take your receipt.
I bought a tiny fraction of a Bitcoin, and if you asked a financial advisor, or my mom, they'd probably question my decision-making. Crypto has always seemed like a risky bet, but recently, its hazards have made news.
So lawyers for FTX painted a grim picture during the company's bankruptcy trial.
Silvergate, a crypto-focused bank based right here in San Diego, is shutting down.
Tonight, a massive sell-off of cryptocurrency, erasing more than $200 billion from the entire market in a single day.
Those still in the industry say a lot of that criticism is well-deserved. Caitlin Long is a huge crypto supporter. Her Twitter profile picture has red lasers in place of her eyes, signifying how bullish she is on the technology.
I'm not going to defend the activity of the criminals and scammers of this industry. And in fact, I've been very public calling them out.
Long is a Wall Street veteran and CEO of a crypto bank called Custodia. She got into the technology after she tried to donate to her alma mater, the University of Wyoming, with Bitcoin.
And they said, what? And I said, okay, let me tell you what it is. And let's see if we can figure out how to make this work.
Since then, Long has been instrumental in making Wyoming one of the most crypto-friendly states in the country. In the past few years, state lawmakers have passed a couple dozen laws trying to attract new crypto businesses to the windswept cowboy state. Long says crypto has brought new blood to Wyoming, which has struggled for years to diversify its economy beyond the energy industry.
This is incredible. I'm seeing people coming from Denver as opposed to our kids going to Denver the other way around.
Other Western states have also tried to stay ahead of the curve. Colorado was the first state to accept cryptocurrency to pay taxes. And one study ranks Nevada as the best state for crypto enthusiasts due to its friendly laws and high number of employees in the sector. But some folks are questioning whether states should even be doing this. Chris Odine is a law professor at the University of Iowa.
These crypto assets are not tied at all to the real economy. There are not merchants and commercial firms with consumer and commercial goods and supply chains behind them. So then I think you have to ask, what really is this for?
At the center of this debate is the fight over whether crypto should be a part of banking. Wyoming is the first state to grant companies the ability to house digital currencies alongside other currencies like the dollar under one roof. Importantly, those crypto assets are backed by cash reserves, but Odine says this still might not be a good idea.
Allowing banks themselves, pre-existing banks, to provide crypto investment or crypto custodial services is, in my view, a grave mistake. Because I think if the 2008 financial crisis taught us anything, it's that keeping banking simple is really a pillar.
Earlier this year, the Federal Reserve Board denied the charter application of Long's Custodia Bank. They said the firm's focus on crypto presented too many safety risks. Long was not a fan of that decision.
If they really wanted to solve the crypto problem, frankly, they ought to look at the laws that the Wyoming legislature, in their wisdom, passed.
A lawsuit is challenging how the Fed handled Custodia's application. In the meantime, Congress is also trying to regulate digital assets. As for my mini ownership of Bitcoin, I'm going to hold on to it for now. Similar to states like Wyoming, I'm interested to see what happens with crypto, even if that risk might not be worth it. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Will Walkie in Laramie, Wyoming.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
This is Chip Brantley, co-host of the NPR podcast White Lies. Before we found the man in Vancouver, before we sued the State Department, before we snuck into the graveyard of a federal penitentiary, all we had were the photographs. photographs of a group of Cuban men standing on the roof of a prison in rural Alabama. That's this season on the NPR podcast, White Lies.